But first, I'm delighted to say we're joined on the line by Frank Heike of Dingle Coast Guard about the extraordinary rescue of a man, a 78-year-old man, who fell 50 metres off Dunmore Head in West Kerry on Friday afternoon. Good morning to you, Frank. Thank you very much for joining us on Radio Kerry. I hope you're well. This is an extraordinary story of survival, isn't it?
Good morning, Tracy. Well, I'd like to set the record straight there, and good morning to all your listeners as well. That 50-metre fall, I would say, is slightly exaggerated. It wasn't a dramatic high-cliff fall that that gentleman suffered. So I don't know where that information came from, but he did obviously fall. He had a serious head injury, but the distance involved, the distance mentioned in your report there is inaccurate.
Well, thank you for that. That was the information that we received from the authorities on Friday. But nonetheless, this man was, I mean, any fall can be very dangerous and can be, no matter the distance, can be very serious. And we understand, are we correct, that this man was fishing when he fell?
That's correct, Tracy. See, he was angling off the rocks, that's our understanding. And he was just... maybe he was finished, or maybe he was turning around, or whatever. He lost his footage at some stage and fell a distance, obviously. We don't know the exact distance, mm-hmm. but slid down and suffered quite a serious head injury on that particular occasion. And he was quite fortunate that there was somebody with him. And there was a couple of members of the public with him as well, or very close by. And they happened to be two professional medics. So he was extremely fortunate that there was somebody with him and that there was actually some professional help to administer first aid very close by, because it's quite a remote location. Dunmore Head, it was actually down at the very end of it, as far as you can sort of scramble out to it.
And if he had been by himself, could the ending have been very different, tragically different?
Absolutely, yes. I think he was conscious all the way, but at the same time, it was a serious gash that he suffered. I hope he's doing well. We don't get updates on an outcome from a patient after that. But I wish him a good and speedy recovery. But he had quite a serious head injury.
And Frank, does this underline the importance of anyone's going fishing or doing any sort of activities very close to the sea, that they should always do it with someone else, that they shouldn't go off and do it alone? Because I do know sometimes some anglers do like to go off by themselves, but would the advice always be, don't go off by yourself if you're going to somewhere like Dunmore Head?
Absolutely. It's the difficulty is that if something happens to you, even just a small injury, and you become incapacitated, you may not be in a position to call for help. So any remote location, this is not dissimilar to going up a mountain or any remote location. If you tackle that endeavor on your own, you may not be in a position to call for help. And if nobody knows where you are, or nobody knows what your plans are, time can be of the essence. And even if you do tell somebody where you might be, and you're an hour or two overdue, that time frame may not go in your favour.
And Dunmore Head, as you said there, Frank, when we're speaking to Frank Heike of Dingle Coast Guard about that man who was rescued after falling off Dunmore Head on Friday afternoon. Dunmore Head is very, very remote, as you said there. It's a headland. It's in the westernmost part of the Dingle Peninsula, so very, very isolated.
Absolutely, very isolated. If he was on his own on that occasion, it may not have gone as quick. The rescue wouldn't have. If nobody calls the rescue services, nobody obviously can respond to it. And we are based in Dingle, so it would take us 20 minutes. I think we had people on site there within 10 minutes of getting the call. That is because we have people living all over the peninsula, our team members. So, but obviously, somebody made that vital phone call, and then Valencia Coast Radio Station, the coordination centre there, they can arrange the necessary resources then to respond to that incident. And in that case, he was very fortunate that helicopter rescue 115 was available and was able to
and Frank
remote location.
And Frank, again, a testament to the Coast Guard service, to volunteers, to people like yourself in Dingle Coast Guard, to the rescue helicopter, and of course to the companions of this man, this 78-year-old man that had the fall, the fact that his friend and the other people who were there, who were trained in giving first aid, real heroes, all of you, and you adapt, you reacted so coolly and calmly to the situation.
But I suppose that is what we do. We will help, as we always say, if you can call for help in any remote location, you can expect help within 1 hour, which at times can be quite challenging. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times it happens a lot quicker than that. But if you're not in a position to call the rescue services, then you have a serious problem.
Well, we wish this man the very best in his recovery, and praise to yourself, Frank, and everybody involved in the rescue.